see according to the RIAA. That's the Record Industry Association.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
that. There's all this kind of weird laws and
rules. You're not
rules.
Paying the proper, what do you call it?
Well, they have a lot of rules. You can't play certain things. You can't, there's like, you can't, if you play one artist, you have to wait so many hours to play them again. You
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can't play a whole CD. I mean, we do all the things you're not allowed to do. Always
didn't know
have.
That either. You yeah. can't play a whole, like, people, because people would copy or.
I guess.
But I didn't know you had to wait so many hours.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Well, I'm sabotaging myself, aren't I? Okay.
And they want, they want to know. Oh, they want to know how many people are listening all the time. Like, they want records of how many people are listening every minute of every day.
So even with you, well, of course, you have a better record with your computer thing, huh?
We don't keep those kind of records. We don't monitor that. We wouldn't be able to tell
like
them.
The royalty thing. So they've been good after you for that, huh?
No, they haven't. Well, they haven't contacted us.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. H. Frank changed the name from Love Underground Vision Radio to Love Underground Visionary Revolution. When we found out that this law was actually going to pass, yeah. it became active in October, I think. We changed the name to get rid of the radio.
That might save you legally, yeah?
Well, we'll see, you know, yeah. Yeah. At God least knows. If they do a search for radio, they won't. It won't come up easy.
Why are we? I guess we're holding up the show.
No, we're going.
Are we going out? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you guys have a more interesting story than we do. This is the direction to go. I think I was here
May.
With Bill Mann. Oh, I'm sorry.
May. Maybe. L B R L B R. What's that?
Berkeley
Liberation Radio? BLR. Should C H A
change to
their name? Oh, you think that would help?
Get rid of radio. Berkeley Liberation.
Yes.
What's in a name? 5 to 10.
S. O. So. The. 4. C. L E A R
Clear Channel.
Clear
Channel, I bet.
The Clear Channel. N or the F C C or the F C C R A I rated BLR.
So well, it was the FCC rated us, yeah. Of course, that gets the Clear Channel is happy, yeah.
I C A call the FCC. I call the FCC.
Oh.
The 4 C L Clear Channel. You call the FCC the 4 Clear Channel.
Oh, yeah, they're for the Clear Channel.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
FCC.
It's a good name for the
four
FCC.
Clear Channel.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody talks about this Clear Channel. What is it? There are like about 10 stations per this area or something? I mean, and there's one person in some room someplace who's the DJ of the whole empire or something?
Yes. In one B U in one building. In one building.
I wonder where that is. I wonder what state that is.
Do you know what state that's in? What state?
Or city, you know.
That is J just S San Francisco. Oh, you're just talking about San Francisco right now.
Well, I think they have about 10 in this area. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But I understand nationally, isn't that so? They have some building someplace, and one guy sits there, and he's the disc jockey.
Programs for national.
For the whole,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it makes you think locally that you're listening to some local DJ, you know. And
yes.
And here he's thousands of miles away.
Yes. Boy.
Well, we're definitely local at Berkeley Liberation Radio. People walk over there.
So, what happened?
Okay. We were broadcasting. I guess I should start the whole thing. There used to be a Free Radio Berkeley. It folded due to the FCC action. There was an injunction. They stopped for over a year. Then KPFA had its problems, that slow-boiling, slow-rolling coup that I think is a COINTEL kind of thing from the government. There's many versions. Anyway, they were off the air. They were shut down in 99, I guess it was. And then people said, gee, we need some kind of a station. So they put together some of the elements or the ashes of Free Radio Berkeley and created this new one in the same frequency, 104.1 FM. Berkeley Liberation Radio with some of the people, some of the equipment, but a new entity. And the old guy, Stephen Dunford, cannot be connected in any way because it's a legal thing. He's got an injunction. So we've been broadcasting for almost 3 years. I've been on, 3 years this last August, I guess. Is that right? Well, yeah. And so I've been on myself about 2.5 or so. Too bad the other guy couldn't get here. Some people have been doing it as long as 10 years. And there's a whole history. I guess you've probably been saying it in the air about Kintako, the guy in the Springfield, Kentucky.
We air his show.
Oh, there you go. So they know about him. God, he's been doing it over 10 years. It's amazing what he went through. Blind.
Yes.
He's in a housing project. He could just reach about, 100 yards at the start?
Yes.
Fabulous. By the way, they're broadcasting him on 103.3 FM in Hunters Point. They broadcast tapes from Kentucky.
Yes.
Right now, I just hear them. They've got 15 watts over there, a little pirate station.
One. Time. He tried to get arrested. Kentucky, he tried to get arrested. He was out on his front yard, and people had gathered, and he was doing his broadcast illegally.
He defied the feds.
And he couldn't, they wouldn't arrest him. He had to go down to the office building.
That's all?
They would, and they still wouldn't arrest him.
Huh. Yeah, they don't like to do certain things in the light of day. It would be bad publicity.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Because he had gathered quite a crowd there for the arrest.
Yeah, so we need his community support, which I'll get into later on. What the feds did about a year ago, in fact, okay, 9/11 happened, and 9/15, our landlord in our last studio came down on us. We had troubles there for a long time, people making noise and various things, and suddenly he came down 4 days after 9/11. Now, I don't know if there was a director from on top, because they say that almost always the FCC will go to the landlord and raise hell with the landlord to go behind you to get you off the air. They want the easy way out. Right. Less publicity just gets you off. Or that's not necessarily so. I know the way the world works, it's not one vast conspiracy, even though there are conspiracies. There's thousands of conspiracies. But it's just people go on their own, you know. Maybe the landlord said, well, 9/11, we got to get them, whatever them means. So here's this radio station. There have been kind of a bunch of anarcho, rebel kind of people. I'll get rid of it. I'll move on them. You know, they've been bumming me out for various reasons anyway, and now I'll move on them. You know, it works that way. when they're as a cab driver, when the cabbie has a horrible accident or a horrible incident, they move in all the cabbies. When 9/11 happened, they moved in the homeless within that month. They suddenly moved in them. It's just what people do in authority. They say, I've got to be seen to be doing something. Mm-hmm. They say in the old days there'd be an earthquake in Tsarist Russia, and the Cossacks would say, earthquake, get the Jews. That's it. You know, that's the response. You know, get the ones you always kick in the butt, you know.
Yeah. F-I-R, first, the, D-A-I-L, Daily Planet.
Yeah.
And now, BLR.
There was another guy, I incorrectly said it was John Vance. He's not in the area now, but there's a guy, Russ something, I guess, who also does what John Vance did. If I have this correctly, I might be screwing the story up. But anyway, there's a local guy who was on Telegraph for, he said, 8 years, putting propaganda. I know John Vance did with Mumia and so forth. Anyway, he was all right for 8 years, and suddenly, last Saturday, they moved on him, the local police. So they rousted him in some way. I don't know the exact details.
He's a guy that had a table in Telegraph?
Well, there was John Vance, and they said it was somebody else. Someone said I screwed the story up by saying John Vance. It was this guy, Russ, who works with us, too. He does the Palestinian show. What the heck is it called? The Palestine Watch, I think it is.
On BLR?
BLR, yeah. So he also did the same sort of thing as John Vance used to do on Telegraph. Anyway, he would leaflet and so forth. Mm-hmm. So coincidence, you know. So and then about a year ago, we had the feds put a notice up, and they said something like, you're in violation. They named a certain individual who either was on the lease or the telephone or something. Why? How did they get his name? We don't know. Mm-hmm. And they said, you are in violation, and you can get, I don't know, $10,000 fine or whatever. So he had to pull back, you know. So he went off the air. And then nothing. We got lawyers. We got Peter Frank, who was a lawyer for KPFA and their problems. He was the manager for a while of KPFA. And he's very well known. He's in the National Lawyers Guild. And it's called the, I think it's the Radio and Communications Unit or something like that. And we got Ellen Korn, K-O-R-N. They're both our lawyers. And they wrote a couple letters for us to the FCC. And we thought that was holding them off, you know. And the idea is the FCC would move, they would go to the lawyers first rather than moving directly on us piecemeal, you know. So that seemed to hold them off. I think it was last over 6 months ago we had the last communication. We only had, I think, two or three. And then suddenly they just moved, bam. They came in. They had two FCC agents and a bunch of U.S. Marshals. We don't know how many. And they had the blue jumpsuits. They were armed the whole bit. You're like a tech squad, you know.
How? Why? Armed? Why armed?
They just do. I didn't want to exactly. They didn't pull them out. But they were armed. They you know, just scare you, you know.
DJs?
There was a DJ.
R. Dangerous people. Gotta have those guns.
Yeah, the boys gotta have their toys, you know. We had a guy in the studio at the time. He was not DJing, but he was in the studio. And the cops, the FCC and the U.S. Marshals, they took the outer door.
And when was this exactly?
This was last Wednesday, what day is last Wednesday?
The 11th.
The 11th. And they took the door off the hinges, which was a nice way to do it rather than bust it, you know.
Did they knock first?
Well, they took the outer door off without knocking.
They took the outer door off the hinges without knocking?
And then our setup is there's an inner door way inside and up.
Is that illegal?
I don't know. You know, they are the law. You know, they had a warrant. They had a warrant. Yeah. So, and I'll get into that in a second, too. And then they went to the door and knocked. And our guy, our guy said, do you have a warrant? And they said, yeah, you know. Anyway, he opened for them. They were going to break it down. They had a those ram.
Battering ram.
Battering ram, that was told. And he's, and a black man alone, he said, they'll shoot me, you know, I'm going to let him in. Plus, you're supposed to if they have a warrant.
Right.
So they let him in, and they said, they just told him to get lost, so they didn't want, they were not interested in him. They traditionally, they say they just want the equipment to, you know, get you off the air, and they want the least bad publicity on themselves. Hmm. So they took everything. They took the transmitter and there's various gadgetry involved with that. They took two each of turntables, cassettes, players, CD players, mics, computer, our antenna off the roof, took it all and took off. And the exact legal thing, I'm sorry I don't have a copy with me, was the it was a warrant for the equipment, not for operating a radio station, but for the equipment itself. It's called MER, whatever that means, some legal damn thing. But for they were sequestering or taking, you know, the equipment you need to make the radio station on 104.1.
Is O W N owning the equipment illegal?
I don't know. It's the old thing, dope. You know, some places you can buy dope, but you can't sell it, or you can smoke it, but you can't buy it. You can have it, but you can't smoke it. You can smoke it, but you can't look at it. You know, there's all these different rules. You know, or you know, say with liquor or anything else. You know, you can drink it, but you can't possess it. You can possess it, but you can't drink it. Oh my God! We're becoming a nation of lawyers.
M-I-M-I-C.
K-E-Y? No.
S. M-I-C-S, mics.
Took them.
Are like G.
Guns.
U.
And S.
Guns.
Yeah, I hope. We got to, what does they say? We have to fit a, we have to find a crime to fit the punishment. That's what we have to do. We have to be as good as they say we are. Because, you know, most of us, we were just playing music, most guys. So now we gotta talk more. We gotta justify this attack on free speech, and we gotta use our free speech.
L, it. B, backfires. It backfired on the feds, on the FCC.
Hope so. I remember one time I was taking material to Cuba. We were at the international bridge there in Canada and the United States, and the Fed stopped us and they looked in our gear, and we had this old electric typewriter, and it had a little elementary computer thing. It was just after electric, the first computerized kind of typewriter, and they said, "Wow, you could fire a rocket with this thing." And I mean, the guy couldn't keep a straight face; it was so ridiculous what he said, you know. But they tried to find some excuse.
They.
Some Montgomery Ward typewriter, you know.
P. I. P. U. Pull. Me. Over. They pulled me O. Off. An airplane? No, the. Oh, the bus, right.
Going they pull you off the bus?
Going into Canada on the West Coast, there was Frank and a whole bunch of us going up there to perform, and they pulled all of us off and all of our boxes and suitcases and everything after they had been rifling through stuff and read some of Frank's writings.
Oh, God.
And they kept us there for hours.
Jesus, when was this?
This was in the 90s, the early 90s.
Just on GP? They were not waiting for you? No, just...
No,
we see a suspicious looking people have some fun with them, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And we only got in when the guard shifted, the change of the guard, and the new person said, "What are they doing?" She said, "Go."
It's so arbitrary. It is so arbitrary.
Yeah.
I'm going to read something in the air tomorrow. It's funny and then horrifying what people can do in authority. Okay, they're killing people, so I don't know why this stuck my mind, but. An Israeli soldier saw an old man, like imagine in his 70s or 80s, and his grandson, a young kid, and he had a donkey, and he said, "What are you doing with that? Look!" And they opened the mouth of the donkey, and they said, "Look, his teeth are brown. Don't you brush his teeth? What's wrong with you? Ha ha ha!" And they're making fun, you know. And the old man, you know, and these are probably teenage or 20-some-year-old soldiers. Then they said to the old man, "Get behind the donkey now. Kiss his ass." You know. And they had guns, you know, and they obliged him to do it in front of his grandson to humiliate him. and just destroy him, his authority and his personality destroyed. It's shattered, and then they laughed and they walked off, you know. Just that's the kind of thing that folks do with authority, and then the next one might be a sweetheart, you know, but it always destroys your feeling about this authority, you know. Brings out the worst.
But you are G.O. going back on the air.
Yeah, they went on already briefly after putting it on today in the rainstorm. They put the antenna up, and I was with the guy. I gave him a ride home up to 7:30 we were broadcasting. So, and I'll be on tomorrow, unless, of course, they get me tomorrow.
After, always, be, you, by, C, H, E, cheap, equipment.
Yeah. They say that. Yeah. Have your throwaway stuff. Did you think you were going to be busted that way at first?
I don't think we ever pictured anybody necessarily coming in and taking the equipment like that, but they could do that, but more likely they would G. Oh, go after our S E R service provider.
Service provider?
That's the the company that we
so we try to get them to kick
through.
You off. Huh?
Yeah, try to get them to kick us off.
No. They have a rationale with us. They can say there are so many frequencies allowable in an area, which I agree in principle on myself. But there's the internet is endless. So what is their rationale with you?
Control, right?
Well, yeah.
They own MU music.
Yeah, that's true. Just the capitalist.
That's their rationale, that they own the music and that they should be able to control how it goes out and who puts it out.
Is it just music thereafter that you do, or how about... Is that their rationale because they don't like what you say either?
E-W-E... Well... You know it is always a E X C excuse. It is always an excuse.
I want to check something. Am I in a cord? Yes, I am.
You are attached. Yes.
Okay, I'm just... Tell me again another question.
He said, you know, it's always an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
What? D. R. I. Drive. Them. You. Up. The. What drives them up the wall is... They don't own everything. He said what drives them up a wall is that they don't own everything. R-E-A. Really, they don't... Own much. They don't own M, O, most things. Really, they don't own most things.
Well, they tell us they do.
They tell us they do. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, in, like they, like a, no, if, no, if all,
I went off.
The, am, music, that, they, don't see O N control like all the music that they don't control gets A gets to P E gets to people they will. They will be O, U, out of business.
Out of business.
If all the music that people that they don't own gets out to people, and then the people like the recording industry would be out of business.
It's amazing how long it took. You know, these people. What do you call those people that send music through the net? Oh, what's that word?
Oh, the file sharing, file swapping.
They let that go for years. I was surprised how long. They didn't get in there right away. It took years.
Yeah.
I was surprised. And it was it because they were capitalists too, or what?
They did not
take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
Yeah. Because they were slow to understand the technology.
They were slow to understand the technology, yes. Mm-hmm. N, O, now, in, now they, are, T, are, trying, to, C, H, A, R, charge. Uh-huh. They're trying to charge money for that same
service.
Yeah,
and they want to get you guys... Now, how was it? So many pennies per what?
Well, this is for that file swapping thing that you were talking about. They're trying to do it now where they people are not willing to pay for something they've had for free for so many years.
And in your case, they want you to pay how much per I say listener, per hit or something, right? For
yeah, there was like, I can't some fraction of a penny, but
it added up to thousands of dollars. P.
It would drive you out of business, out of operations.
P O I N T point.
Point of origin.
Zero.
Seven
cents for each song. For each person listening
each
to
person.
That song.
So if you had a 100 people, that would be 7 cents.
We P play T H thousands of songs each day.
And thousands of hits?
Yeah.
You said you had 2 million hits or something. This well, God. Whatever the math is, it would drive you out of operation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, you know, we've never thought of that. I guess we're in the same boat as far as songs. We play music. Look, we have a minute.
Well, for the recording, for the RIAA, that don't A P P apply to T R A radio. Traditional radio.
It doesn't. I thought radio had to pay.
Not for the RIAA.
No, this I don't understand. A regular radio station out there, the capitalist radio, they have to pay royalties, no?
They have to play
They have to pay ASCAP and BMI, but not the RIAA. This is a different organization. Oh. R.
But it's still they got to pay, though.
C, record companies, P, A, pay traditional radio to play their music.
Oh, so they don't lose that.
So the record companies pay the traditional radio stations to play their music, but they want to charge the internet radio stations for playing it.
So if the internet stations could get the same bid, the record companies to pay the internet, then they'd be all right then.
If the internet stations could get the record company to pay them the way they do traditional radio.
Huh.
What? R. E. They. Have, are, they have, T, R, A, traditional radio stations in their C, O, N,
control. Oh, yeah.
They, S, E, E, they see T, traditional radio stations, A, as, M,
money,
A, R,
home market,
K, market, E, T, E, T, I, market.
Marketing.
They see traditional radio as marketing. T, R, traditional radio. O, N, only. P, plays. A, F, fraction of the available music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the F and the fraction is what the record companies want them to play.
Yeah, so no wonder they don't like real old stuff in 1920s or 30s or... Because they don't make any money out of it.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's a capitalist angle on everything, man.
Yes. Yeah. A. T. R. A. Traditional radio. S. T. Station. O. N. Only has a P L a playlist of a
no
C O U couple of 100 songs
at a time. A couple hundred songs at a time.
Yeah, something like that.
Just like when you go into a radio, a record store or a bookstore, there's just a few titles over and over.
Yes.
You don't see like it used to as much, you know.
Yes.
Zillions of books or records or what have you.
Yes.
You see the same ones, 50 of them.
Yes.
Copies, you know.
E, X, exactly.
Yeah. I remember KPFA had something just to show you the power. The they that we talk of, the paranoid they, they couldn't get women to smoke way back when. They played this. It was an Australian expert in what is it called in the marketing and whatnot and propaganda in the '20s, and the tobacco company said, "Gee, we can't get women to smoke. What is it?" Well, at that time the big cigarette was Lucky Strike, which was green. So the guy says, "Well, if we got women to like green, They like Lucky Strike greens, and they smoke it. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Well, they tried it. He went out, and he paid cotillions to have green be the theme of all their clothing for that year, and green this, green that. And green would be the color of was that holiday around in March or April that the big Catholic
St. Patrick's
no thing. The big oh boy
Easter
parade. You'd be wearing Easter clothes, be green, everything green. And son of a gun, women started smoking Luckies like mad that year. It doubled or tripled, and that was the control he had.
They paid. M O V movies.
Oh, they have smoking scenes. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We watched some of these old movies. This is what got us started talking.
Oh, the air is thick with smoke.
But like,
you laugh. There's five people smoking in a little closet.
The movies that aren't really as good as the other movies, they don't really integrate it that well into the actual story. So it's like the movie's going on, but everybody's holding a cigarette.
Yeah.
But they're not really like working it in.
They smoke and let me have a big kiss. Ugh, disgusting.
Every scene, you have everybody standing there holding their cigarettes.
I believe the guy would get $50 to have a scene. The writer, with, big money at that era, $50 or $500, whatever it was.
We watched M movies. Without sound. A lot of times, like when we're doing something else, we'll have the movies on without sound and we're listening
really
to Lover. And the S. And that's when we were. Oh my God, look at how she's holding that cigarette. And that's when Frank said, well, they got paid to put that in there. And I said, but she's not even trying to, like, make it work.
Yeah,
it's funny.
That's amazing.
That is the.
Reason?
Real.
Oh, real.
Reason. The real reason why FCC is after you.
Yeah, we like to think we're so wonderful in the free speech and we like to play the martyr and all, but maybe it's just the idea, like you're saying here, that we're just outside of their system, and that's enough to be anti. We could probably be no political line at all, but just outside, and they don't like that. That's enough, let alone that we're anti-capitalist, many of us.
Don't see O N T C O N T R. Control. They don't control you.
Yeah.
That be you bugs. That bugs them.
Yeah. Michael Prentice says it best. He says, what does the capitalist want? Everything. One thing. Everything.
Yes. But they have not R E A L L really F O F I figured out. How to S-T stop us.
Well, if they figured out how to stop us pretty good. We'll just keep fighting them.
Not really, because you're back on the air.
Yeah, and the We made comparisons. They're gonna maybe they'll take the stuff again. And there's a program going on in Israel. I'm sorry, excuse me, in Palestine to rebuild houses that the Israeli army has knocked down. And then the Israeli army will knock it down again. Mm. So some of them rebuilt as many as four times, I heard. I think Barbara Lubin was saying that. So maybe they'll be us. They'll keep knocking us down three and four
Always
times.
B-U-Y by
cheap
equipment.
Yeah. I hate to say it. You're right. Yeah.
They don't you and understand that they don't understand what the rebuying things and starting all over again. They don't understand just rebuying stuff and starting all over again. Oh, cheap. They don't understand cheap. They
don't
are. They are thinking expensive. Everything. They are thinking everything is expensive. S. So. If. They. T. A. If they take O, U, our, E, equipment, A, away, O, obviously, we don't have the money to replace it.
Well, in your case, you mean?
Well, he's talking about what happened in general, but so he's saying they don't understand that you can just replace it and you'll just get cheap equipment. They're thinking that they're really knocking you down if they take the stuff. They're thinking in terms of is, oh, these people are poor. They don't have enough money to replace the equipment. They don't understand the concept of just going out and getting cheap equipment.
I tell you, we're thinking of all kinds of things, internet and what have you. What did I hear in Seattle? There's these people that had a thing. They had a bunch of 5-watt transmitters or something, and they had a network of them, and they would they would shift them back and forth.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. As the cops would come, so there was a moving target. Yeah.
Yes. M. O. M O B. Mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile. And D E C E
Decent.
Decentralized. Oh. Mobile and decentralized.
Yeah. Now, who was it? What's that quote? We have freedom of press as long as you can afford a press. And it is cheaper, with the movie cameras we have now, these video cameras. The indie media has people out there with their home movies, video cameras, and they're on the net. You see indie media all the time, and they're cheap equipment. Like the thing I got there is studio quality, that little MP3 gadget I got. It's amazing what you can do now.
In the 70s.
Speaking of which, I'm going to check mine. Okay. In the 70s.
In the 70s, they S H U shut the underground press down because underground press G O got D E dependent on R E C O R E C O D S record companies advertising.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, the F B the FBI, CA, called the record companies in.
Oh, they did.
Told them to stop advertising in the underground press.
No. Yes. Wow. I didn't know that. That's right. There, they were. I remember that now. But the FBI, they called the FBI. That's amazing. They don't miss a trick. I worked for the Guardian, New York City Guardian, back then. And of course, we had no ads. We'd have ads, you know, somebody renting a room or something. That was about it.
Yes.
We had, I don't know, 20,000 circulation, 30,000.
W. H. I. Which is I. M. Which is important. Impossible. To be for them to D I S T R destroy.
Destroy.
Were you talking about the paper, The Guardian, in New York back then? He said that kind of a setup is impossible for them to destroy.
Because you're more independent. Yeah.
Yes.
We just finally got kind of collapsed from lower circulation, and the times changed, you know. But yeah.
How? No. But what? G. Oh, what got the U underground papers is they A C C they accepted the O old M model.
The old model of
Which would be like the advertising, is that what you mean? Yes.
That's true, a lot of them did. One of them, I remember, had some kind of porno kind of stuff, even the rat in there, which I objected. I quit when I was supposed to typeset it. I got mad. Yeah, the we lost another one here, the East Bay Express. Was not underground, you know. They were taken over, right, by some kind of conglomerate thing, right? The one that's buying up all these local newspapers?
F.
Barnett or Garnett or something?
Funny. Frank has a reporter from the East Bay Express that's wanting to do an article on him.
Oh, great.
I am... Well, Frank's giving him a hard time and having fun doing it.
Yeah, it's not as good as it was, the new East Bay Express.
Yeah, well, this report, I mean, of all the years we've been doing stuff, the East Bay Express has rarely done anything about what we're doing. And so, yeah, this reporter wrote his initial letter to Frank, and Frank said, well, what I see is a cynical reporter, but hey, I'm game, you know. And
any publicity is good publicity, I hope.
So let's see what part about it. That part that so Frank said I'm game, and so they're doing an interview.
I'm interested now. Oh, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
He we then. You're talking about the fellow reporter? Is that it? So this is going... We actually thought after Frank wrote the first letter back to him that we'd never hear from him again, because Frank kind of trashed him. And, you know,
he trashed him.
Yeah. But he did write back, and so Frank said fine, and he wrote him another letter. And then we get a letter back from him saying, you received a letter from one of a fellow reporter here that wasn't meant to go to you, and I'm really embarrassed about it. And now you see the sensitivity of the reporters here, and if, you know, I hope you still want to do the thing. She had written, he had forwarded Frank's letter to her. I H A I H A I no I H A I had S I had said the W O R the word C.
Uh-oh.
Oh, right. The word crip. He said it's okay for me to use the word crip, but if you use the word crip, he said to the reporter, you're going to get in big trouble. Is like N I
nigger. Yeah. Depends who says it.
Right. Depends on who says it. So he gets this. So his fellow reporter accidentally, meaning to reply to the guy that wants to write the article, accidentally sends it to Frank. And she starts. And the letter was her making fun of Frank and calling him a cripple and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
And she said, she's pretending.
It was a cruel letter.
Yeah. I mean, she said something like, oh, you're going to have to get naked if you do this story on him. And
well, that's
it took
true.
Me.
That's true.
And it took me this long to write this because I'm crippled and I typed it with my little finger or something like that. That's what she wrote and sent it to Frank. And, yeah, so.
Thought she was a wise guy, huh?
Yeah. So it just really, Frank is having more fun with it, basically. Yeah.
Well, you should tell her. I mean, you are talking sex stuff. This is the longest you've gone without talking sex stuff. You
I,
just say you have to go in here naked to be on the air.
INV. Frank invited her to come along for the interview.
Yeah.
So we'll see. She hasn't written back.
Yeah, tell her she's got to be naked. It's a naked interview.
Do you know that the CI, the city council, tried to create a law to move Frank's public access show to later at night?
Oh, you have one on the TV?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, he's had it for probably close to 2 years.
No kidding.
It's called Unlimited Possibilities. It's a 2.5-hour show, which this will probably end up on there.
No
he
kidding.
Uses this as the main matter for it.
What day and time is it on?
It's on 3 days a week. They replay it.
Oh,
So it's great. On Monday at 11 p.m. and then Thursday at 10 p.m. and Friday at midnight.
Gee, I guess I couldn't get it where I am.
You have to be in Berkeley.
Yeah.
In Berkeley.
On the cable.
Yeah, Berkeley cable.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And
so you want to move it later?
Well, they initially tried to move it to 2 a.m. from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. That would be where they would put sexually explicit programming.
Oh,
And we found out about that was their intention, or actually that the nonprofit that runs the station had actually said that's what the plan was, because the Daily Planet called Frank and said, what do you think about this new rule? Never heard of it. So Frank writes a letter to the editor, which is played in the is published in the Daily Planet, and
recently.
This was all like close to a year ago.
Yeah.
And it got picked up by the AP, the San Jose Mercury News. The local news station ran like the opening story a couple of times on it. And so that all backfired. So we all show up at the next meeting with a whole bunch of other people that are outraged at this new proposal.
It was much sexual material? On your show?
Is there, Frank does is that most of it is this kind of thing, the interview from this show. But he also throws in raw footage that we've accumulated over the 30 years. And you never know where it's going to be in the 2.5 hours. So he says
people naked or something?
Oh, of course. So he said people have to stay and watch all the boring conversations, all this political talk.
Oh, in order to see that's a good gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we folded at the Guardian of New York. If we just had some of that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Get to the bottom of an article of China, but then all of a sudden, it's a naked elbow or something.
Yeah. So they backed off on the 2 a.m. thing, the nonprofit that runs the station. Mm-hmm. So at that point, the city council said, okay, we'll pass a law if you won't do it. We'll make you do it. And it was mainly one city council person, Betty Olds, that had said that if it were up to her, she'd take us off the air, but she can't do that legally. So she'll just pass a law to make it so that we can't play before midnight. But they don't like L.
A lover.
I. Light. Frank said they don't like light shone on them. So Frank was very out there writing letters to the editor, getting front page newspaper stories written.
Let me ask you your opinion. This dovetails. This new mayor, Bates, is it?
Tom Bates.
And that thing he did with the newspapers. What do you think about that? You know, he dumped all these copies of the paper
stole the Daily Cal and put them in the trash can.
Yeah,
the issue that endorsed his opponent the day before the election.
That's a pretty serious thing, I think.
I and they give and they give me. And they give me shit.
Do you think he should resign?
I don't. L. I. At lie. I don't lie. Because he lied about it. At first he said he didn't
Bates,
do
it. Bates lied.
Yeah. I don't. R. I. Rip. Off. You don't lie and you don't rip off.
No.
But they. S. A. They say. Two.
They say to
think to give. They say to give is. They say to give. No. To forgive is divine. E. S. Especially to if. It is a politician.
Nah.
No, a P. That's not it. A P O O. P O O. A P O W E R.
Powerful.
L I liberal. Especially if it's a powerful liberal. W H. I, white. G, guy. Powerful liberal white guy, they say. Especially it's divine to forgive.
I believe you. I'm trying to sneak over here and correct my machinery as I talk to you.
What is, what if, a... T-Y. No, what if a Y? O. Young. Black. P.
Person.
U. Punk. Did it. What if a young black punk did it?
Oh, they throw the book at him.
Right. Yes.
They throw the book at him. Machinery is getting better at me. Okay.
A.
Battery.
A H. Ah. Do. you. Do you think? Ah, do you think? Ah, do you think? Is that it?
Do I agree?
Do you agree? They. S. A. They say. Every. One. Is. Equal. He said, oh, ah, do you think they would throw the book at the young punk black guy? But they say everyone is equal. No. Are you? I am implying that everyone is not equal?
Well, we're not equal before the law. We're not equal in economy and opportunity or nothing. Yeah.
Why does the CIT city? Why does the city council want give you a R O O? Why does the city council, why doesn't the city council give you a room, give BLR a room to broadcast from?
Well, it's illegal, and they don't want to get involved with illegal activity because we're unlicensed and
W E well P O P O T pot is illegal too. And you have cities like San Francisco looking into growing their own.
Maybe we could say we're medicinal radio.
Huh? So in other words, illegal doesn't always stop a city from supporting something.
Now, I don't know all these ins and outs with medical marijuana. They passed these laws recently, somewhat legalizing, but the city was backing it before that?
No, he's talking about what's going on now. Mm. But.
Pardon me.
F. E. But according to the federal government, it's illegal.
Yeah.
So the city's willing to break federal laws to support something they believe
in. That is
in
a good parallel. That's right, because it's not there's no federal law saying it's okay for medicinal marijuana, correct?
That's right.
There's no federal law.
That's right. There
just
is
local.
Not.
Well,
yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I and
I'll take a chance.
And if no. And you are C O M M community R radio. You are community radio in B in Berkeley.
Yeah.
So that would.
So why don't they support us?
Why don't they support that? Yeah.
You got a point. I know our guys have checked this out, and they've been told you're doing something illegal, and we cannot support it. I don't know if we even got. Sometimes they give you behind the scenes kind of nod, but I don't think we've gotten much from them one way or the other. Yeah, I can't think of. I mean, we'd like. I mean, they have a room. Yeah, we're paying. We have to go from landlord to landlord, and we're kind of beggars, you know.
We, then, the F, E, the feds would have 2 R A raid the city building.
Well, it's an interesting point you're making, the parallel. I'm just struggling with this. So free speech is more dangerous than smoking.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see that. We're some dangerous critters.
Like your U-R-L-O local, like you're a local. C I city C city council should
we should deal
S U support you.
I'm going to bring this up at our meeting. We should see about city council support from Berkeley. That's true. I don't think we have really a person to go to there that's really on our side. Like, I guess
Chris Worthington.
Chris Worthington is the one. I'll write that down.
He was the only one on the city council
you, huh?
That voted in support of us at the beginning.
Is he still in there?
Yeah, the law disappeared. Once the ACLU wrote a letter in support of us, it disappeared. They never came up for second vote.
Chris Worthington.
Yeah, it's K-R-I-S-S. Worthington.
Okay. We'll check that out. Berkeley City Council.
Yeah, and we can give you his contact info.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Two heads are better than one.
Four, 5 years, W-E web, websites, S-T-A-T, web stations, W had B E E
been.
Had been S H U shutting down in anticipation. This RIAA supported law had been floating around for 5 years, and so web stations would find out about it and be paranoid about it and
so shut
down before,
over
the course of the 5 years.
Because they can say you owe so much money already, huh?
It is retroactive.
Retroactive,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Where, as we, kept going. Yeah.
Now, to go back to that point, this interests me. You say the radio stations get paid by the record companies because it's to their benefit, right? Because you'll interest the public in a certain record, the public will buy the record. So then why wouldn't that work with you?
Frank is saying is because the radio stations are playing pretty much what the record industry wants them to play.
Oh, so it's a little club thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Whereas in the internet, you know,
we'll play
any people play
record.
Whatever they want to
okay,
play.
That's right.
D, I, do it yourself. We play a lot of do it yourself bands, the bands that make their own CD, they distribute it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Book their own tours. We have bags of CDs that we get in the mail. We can't open them fast enough. There's so much music out there, so much incredible music.
We don't get that much. So how do you get this happening?
Well, you get yourself the internet is the way to do it. You get somebody from BLR to put your names out there on the various places. Like there's a do-it-yourself site, Book Your Own Fucking Life. There's various places.
Book Your Own Fucking Life. I love it.
lots of sites around. And if you know, we could give you some stuff that we know
just
of.
Just go to mp3.com and just start going from band to band.
Right. That's what Frank does.
Is it mp3.com?
Yeah. Frank has spent years going from site to site and just emailing bands and say, I run a radio station, send me your music and we'll play the shit out of it.
I've got that a few times. I've got books late. I've just started doing that. You know, I'm the so-and-so big title guy, you know, on the stage.
Right,
and here
right.
we are, four people around an ash can, frankly. You
right.
know. Probably a bunch of winos standing around an ash can.
Yeah. But people are so, you know, they want to get their stuff out. Yeah. And so they appreciate the airplay and the recognition. All G O O, all good. Everything. We were just, when we first started Lover, we were, because we had been frustrated with listening to the radio, like, God, music has gone to shit. There's no good music.
Yeah, there's no melody.
Well, it's because there's all this good music out there. The radio is not playing it. And once we started doing Lover and we started getting all this music, oh, my God. It's not that there's a lack of music. It's just they're not playing it. There's
like
a lot of good
dumb
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
You say to a kid, don't you like this melody? He says, oh, I don't like melodies. But that's music. It's without a melody, it's not music. Yeah, they're being taught to just, it's the same thing over and over. Dun, 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 dun. You can take the valve cover off your car and it sounds the same.
We D-R-O drove to, we drove to Los Angeles and we thought, okay, fine, we'll get to listen to the radio, check out, because we listen to Lover all the time. That's all we ever listen to. So this will be a chance for us to listen to what's out there on the radio. I think we lasted an hour, maybe, and it was so bad. We had FM, we had FM radio, and it was just so bad that we had made up some tapes just in case of Lover. We had just stuck a tape in and, like, you know, let it record for a couple of days. That's what we ended up listening
to. I'll tell you a station I like, by the way. I get on the net myself streaming at WWOZ.org in New Orleans. WWOZ.org. It's a great jazz blues mainly.
Uh-huh.
John Sinclair, he's on there. I met him. Remember, he was the guy that he got so many years for a joint. I think the Beatles made a song about him and everything. Free John Sinclair. So he's a DJ over in that, and I interviewed him and all that. And they got a great situation. They have the city behind them.
When did he? When did you? L I listen to it that them last. When's the last time?
Just days ago.
Yeah, so they're still going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it an internet only station?
No, it's a radio station and they went
and
on
the
internet.
And they go on the internet.
And like KBVA does, you know.
Yeah. Most of those kinds of things have stopped.
Yeah, this is a non-commercial, but it's a non-profit. I think they get the city chamber of commerce to get money, you know, because you know, New Orleans is all music. That's their whole bit, you know, the basis of the city probably is music.
Yes.
So it's to all everybody's benefit, the hotels and all the capitalists to push the music, you know.
Right.
But it's a great station. One thing I keep wanting to ask you is how the heck you get out there, like you've had all these millions of hits lately. It's incredible. You must have people who are just wandering around the internet and then they come across you in some fashion. You must plant your traps all over the place for them to come. How do you do this?
J. No. O. U. Our. S. Our site. Our site. Has a lot on
link,
it.
Link.
A lot on it. Yeah, our website is very large and it has a lot on it. So there would be people coming in from all different interests.
So the person looks up a certain kind of thing and
yeah,
it tells you
they'll
go
end
to
up
lover.
At our site. There's yeah, it's actually the site is aeroplay.com. Like we have the J-O-A-N, Joan B. Oh, we have the Joan Baez concert that she did in support of KPFA during that whole shutdown. So that's archived on our website. So if somebody's looking up KPFA or somebody's looking up Joan Baez, they're going to end up there and they get an opportunity to hear
that
whole
concert.
That was
so important when that KPFA thing went down and they got that together in like 4 days or something. That was amazing.
Yes.
Word of mouth and I guess the internet too.
The B. E T T E better the better C O N C E the better concert was the H I hip hop. Oh, that was right on the street in front of KPFA, or was that in a club or something?
It was
in a club.
Didn't know what that was.
La Pena, maybe.
It might have been at La Pena. P. We have. We have that.
Wow. I'll tell you another thing about the internet. I was reading a lot about the Venezuelan events when they tried to have that coup, and they almost succeeded. You know, the U.S. Media. Swallowed it, ate it, everything that the coup people told him about. You know, supposedly was it Chavez had killed these people and blah blah blah, and he supposedly resigned and so forth. And it came out on the internet. People went to internet cafes, and there was a some very informal way, kind of like what we're doing. That it came out, and then it just spread all over like mad in the internet. That's BS. He never resigned, and so on. And it came that close to succeeding, you know. And then within a day or two, he was back in power.
B, N, O, now, they, are, T,
trying
again.
Yeah, they're trying it again.
Yeah.
You don't give it. And then they can have an election in August. Gee, we're at the end of the year. Hang in. Oh, no. They don't want no election. They want a coup.
Yeah. N or E A early elections change the constitution to allow earlier elections. Can we have
early elections ourselves?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I am telling you. I was talking to Bill Mandel today. He people exaggerate and they say, you know, this is worse than the McCarthy. It's not worse, but you can't help but think of that. You know, again, in our case, I don't think that George Bush is sitting there losing sleep about Berkeley Liberation Radio. He doesn't know we exist. He don't give a hoot. It was probably some guy way down the line, you know, who says, gee, the climate, this, they're getting ready to bomb Iraq again, while they're still doing it, but to really go in there again. What can I do? Let's see, it's Arab Student Union? No, we got them already. Oh, the radio, we'll get them. You know, it's always, that's how these things work.
I think it R-E-A, it really is C L E A R clear channel.
You think the cat? Huh.
You think it really is clear channel?
See, I have to educate myself on this clear channel business.
Because they S P E, they spend millions of dollars to, or B, I, or billions of dollars to do what you are doing.
Hmm. How long has Clear Channel been in operation?
I don't know that.
Are they fairly new? I never heard about them until the last...
They're not that new. No. Hmm. It's been years.
Huh. They're just really multiplying like cancer now.
B. I. L. L.
Billions.
Billion. No, Bill.
I'm sorry.
Bill G. R. A. Bill Graham is... Bill Graham Presents, who puts on the concerts in this area, is Clear Channels now. Oh. They own Bill Graham Presents. Oh. So they own the radio stations. They own the people that present the concerts.
Jeez. Mm. When are we getting all that crap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez.
S. O. So. You. If. You. Can do it for pennies.
Well, they don't like it.
They don't like it. Uh-huh. It T-H threatens them.
I got to study this. It's a clear channel, yeah. Now, and they own what, 10 in the Bay Area? Or worse?
A. At least.
Probably the biggest ones, too, huh?
I. H. A. I had. R. I. C. H. Richard. Of.
Edmondson.
What?
Edmondson.
Richard Edmondson of SF Liberation. He was a guest. He, T-R-A, he ran D-O down. He ran down.
The list.
Oh, the clear,
what?
He ran down the list.
Oh, he knew his stuff then.
Yeah.
I got to get educated, yeah.
I and... E and E-A, E-A-V, no, and D-A, David, Dave, Y, Davey.
Oh,
Davey D.
D. Oh, I was going to mention that. Yeah, was he on, is that the guy KMEL that was kicked off? I was going to mention that.
They, that is a... C. L. Clear.
Clear channel.
Channel.
Okay. Yeah.
He,
I was going to ask that.
T. A. Talked about how at how the C. H I C A Chicano C channel was and the R the rap channel were both clear channel get that their L, their playlists, their L, I, listeners to, no, at, to, be,
they're like, what's the word
Rival. They've created a rivalry between the Latino channel and the rap station, whereas they both of those stations are run by the same organization.
They're
both Clear Channels. They're both in the same building. They're in the same room, same hall,
the hallway.
So it's all just marketing.
So it's kind of like the boxing promoter that had the heavyweight championship about between both of his fighters.
Right.
Well, the United States backs up two sides in a war and gets them to fight each other, and they're the ones supplying them.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. E, X, A, but this is 7, S, I, D, E, this is 7 sides.
Oh, yeah.
All right, supposedly rivaling each other.
That's amazing. They're just running us around.
S. So, where, when, you do what you do independently and for very little money.
We're breaking out of the
box. Really bugs them.
Because we're breaking out of that whole box.
They, that, is, why, I, C, A, call, the,
FCC,
FCC, the clear, for clear channel.
Boy, oh boy. Isn't that something? Wow. That's daunting. It really is. In Venezuela, there's this two or three media that runs all the newspapers, the TV, and they're telling people all this crap, you know, about and stirring up a rebellion, and there's no place to go. They own everything.
H-E-H-E-R. Here.
Well, yeah, same thing here.
Here, you. No, same thing here.
You're right.
That is why we are dangerous.
Yeah. So let's see. We got Indie Media we can go to, right, for news. And they go around the world, INDY Media, right? We've got yourselves, lover.com.
And lover.org. Lover.org is our alternative news site.
Oh, also, I didn't know that. You have news?
And we archive. We do a radio, a news show an hour a day, good 5 days a week. And then it's archived on lover.org for about a week. It's a combination of things. Frank selects stories for Teresa to read, so we do an hour of that a week.
I mean, like an Indie Media and various...
Yeah, and then the rest of it is stuff that other people have produced that we have arrangements to play with them.
Oh, and it's you read and get live archives?
Yes.
Okay. Or like,
yes.
One of my favorites is Portside. They're like a Reader's Digest to the left... Do you have them, Portside? It started by the Committee of Correspondence people, you know, the left of the Communist Party, but it's not as limited as it sounds. Because they have people on there, pacifists and socialists and all kinds of different... and it's portside.com, and it might be portsidemod.com.
M-O-D?
Yeah, there's two or three different names that will get you there. And they'll have people on, like David Reynolds, I think it was named for the pacifist, who's anti-Marxist. And so and so, who is a Marxist, and you know, all so it's all shades of opinion. It's very good, and what it does is it's like I say, Reader's Digest of the left. They'll have stuff there from Fisk, Robert Fisk. That's where,
yes.
You know, all these kind of people. Yeah. Well, you know, things repeat themselves.
N, Oh. Now. We. S. T. A. Started. Giving. B. TV. We've started giving BTV specials to play because our news crew goes out and covers events. Like we covered Michael Moore recently when he did his book tour in the San Francisco rally, the peace rally. We covered that. I have some one in T Toronto that tapes stuff for us.
There's a Toronto thing I get there. Oh boy, I gotta send this stuff. I think Channel 4 is one thing, but what is it? Raccoon. Did you get those? It's called Raccoon. Two C's, two O's. Raccoon from Toronto. And a lot of it's very local, but a lot of it is good, even very good U.S. stuff. Raccoon. I'll send you a list. What else do I get that's good? There's one on the Mideast, Palestine. What the heck is it? I'll have to send you that one. But it gets all the Palestine stuff together, like seven or eight items, once or even twice a day. What the heck is that called? I wish I could throw it out in the air here, but I don't have it in the roof of my mouth here. But it's fabulous. We'll have incredible so that no one gets.
G. F.
Let's see if my thing is
U,
still working.
F U.
Are you saying F U?
Funny. Funny.
Yeah, it's working.
We. S. T. A. Started. P. U. Pudding. P. I. P. O. We started putting political stuff. There's a site, Radio for All.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of our stuff that we play on Lover from there.
Good archive stuff.
And so we realized, you know, Frank does a lot of political interviews on this show. We might as well put them up there, too. So we put them up as audio files. And the first batch we put up, immediately Frank got two very upset emails.
I wonder if that's Stephen Dunifer that does Radio for All, no?
Does Stephen Dunniford involved? We don't know. Yeah. So the emails, you know, so again, it's audio, so they can't see Frank's board and pointer. So what they hear is just the sound of me reading Frank's board and us and talking to people. Two emails immediately, first night they're up, really laying, what are you doing making fun of this important material? What is all this kind of letters being spelled out?
Oh,
and just really, really upset about it. Very intolerant of it. So Frank wrote back to both of them and said, it's true I'm not Letterman or Leno, but do we really want more Lenos and Letterman? And then he kind of explained to them what they were hearing. And they, you know, the one wrote back and said, touche. And the other one wrote back and, you know, apologized and is into listening to the stuff.
You've got a heck of a story to tell. You've got some adventures in this thing. This is amazing. Mideast. The one I was thinking of is called Mideast. It's a big word. It's in caps. Mideast Report, I think it's called. But anyway, Mideast. And it's in all caps. And they come on once and twice a day with just the top stuff. They'll have, you know, these people that go over there to intercede between the Israeli army and the Palestinians. They give reports pretty frequently. And various other people. Very good. And Haaretz. A liberal or progressive newspaper in Israel has stuff. I never even heard of it until this thing. And they'll have reports will come out. It's very good.
Yes. Yeah, it's just about 2 hours. Yeah.
Gee, it went like nothing. I caught you looking at your watch. I'm getting the vibe. It's time. And I thought, that's why. It's only an hour. It's that long?
Okay.
It went fast to me.
K-E-S. Kevin Danaher. When we scheduled Kevin Danaher for this show, he's the guy who started Global Exchange, one of the co-founders.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
And it took us months and months and months to work out a date.
He's
busy. And we finally get a date, and like an hour or so before the show, he calls and he said, "So I'll be there, what, like 45 minutes? Or..." We said, "No, it's 2 hours," which we had told him, you know, all along, all these months. He said, I only have a babysitter for 45 minutes. How about if I just come on and we do this 45-minute thing? And the vibe was, well, it's taken us this long to get this. You know, of course you're going to say yes. Frank said, "No, I think I'll hold out and we'll just reschedule for 2 hours," which he did.
Great.
And he came.
He's a genial guy.
Yeah. He came, and, you know, 2 hours later into the interview, Frank says, "Well, 2 hours have gone," and he just, like, couldn't believe
I can't
how fast
hours.
The time went.
Wow. Yeah. I always said that to start at myself, because I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning. I said, "But gee, it's like nothing. I could go on for two more hours." Probably just tired of watching me. This is fabulous.
Yeah. S. So they can H E A. They can hear you. T O. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, every Monday morning from
between six and nine. I'm glad you're proud of me, because I have
Joe
to,
Monday.
I have to give you some. We are looking for donations. I'll read you some of our propaganda here. I'll rattle this thing here. Oh, you got one? Okay, that's one makes much noise.
Yeah.
Okay, Bring Liberation Radio. It's Post Office Box 5044. Suddenly, I talk clearly. 5044 Post Office Box, 5044 Berkeley, 94705. And we asked for donations. We also can use some kind of any kind of equipment to do with broadcasting. As you said, cheap stuff, though. It's real cheap if they give it, though, right? Cassettes and turntables and, you know, you name it, boards, mics. We need all that stuff. So, again, it's Berkeley Liberation Radio, P.O. Box 5044, Berkeley 94705.
And people can go to lover.org and
lover.com,
and that information is there.
Scroll down. There's a link to Berkeley Liberation Radio.
There's a link to Berkeley Liberation Radio on lover.com.
All right. I don't know if I should read our propaganda. It's not too heavy, but should I read any of this?
Sure. Yes.
How close we are.
Yes. Yes.
So it talked about the RAG, which I already told you about. So I'll let that go. And it says the station has been on the air since the summer of 99, providing music and information to the San Francisco Bay Area. We came on the air in the wake of the takeover of KPFA. I said that already. In solidarity, we made live broadcasts right outside the locked KPFA studios during that struggle. I guess, you know, right on the sidewalk, Berkeley Liberation Radio was born, so they could have the DJs from the KPFA, you know, go. And I'm cutting you off again.
Will, like, lover, A, L, T, Alternative News, was also there for the...
You were there, too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, then I said, beyond the confiscation itself, we question the timing of this act of repression as the U.S. government prepares for war. Well, we said that informally. This is a more formal way of saying it. It cannot be our music that the government fears, but our speech. The last thing regime bent on war wants is a vocal opposition, and the last thing we can afford to lose is just that, our voice. The only barrier to endless war is endless reason. We, the volunteers of BLR, vow to return to the airwaves with the support of free speech lovers everywhere. We refuse to surrender our rights to any bureaucrats. Please join us for a protest rally, Oakland Federal Building, 1301 Clay, Wednesday, December 18th at noon. So it's Wednesday the 18th at noon. One of our guys had a... We've been arguing off and on about this. He just says there shouldn't be an FCC doing any of this stuff to us. And I say...
Yes.
Well...
Frank agrees.
My line is there should be... something like that, an FCC of some kind, whatever you call it. We just don't like the way they're doing it and who they're doing that. They turn it over to the capitalists. But there has to be some kind of control. I don't want to make a position in public that there can be no control of traffic in the streets. Yes, there should be. You know, I don't want to have people driving the wrong way in the streets. You know, It's just we don't like what they're doing with their control and who is on the board, Powell's son, and, you know, how they do things. I'm not against the idea, you know, abstractly of control of something.
But when they C-O-N control, who can, who gets licenses, they control it. When they control who gets licenses, they control it.
Well, no, I agree. But I'm just not abstractly against the idea of some kind of watchdog, you know.
You, if they want, if they give X A amount of licenses to whoever for a X amount of time. If they give X amount of licenses to whoever for X amount of time, that is T R A T R A F F
traffic
control.
Traffic control. Yeah.
That's traffic control. But that A that ain't F CC.
Yeah. Well, they say the term pirate radio, the bridge started because people would seize a certain frequency. They would go back and forth between two or three or more stations until whoever had the most power would seize that frequency. And too bad for you, like a pirate ship, you know. Mm. And that's where the term came from, which actually then it's an incorrect term. We like the term sometimes just to be rebellious, you know, pirate. Mm. But we're not that. We find a space that no one is on. Mm. And,
yes.
And we're in between. We find between the cracks.
And they and that there are M-O-R. There are more S-P
spot
A
spaces
O open.
Yeah.
You opening up. Yeah, there's something about the technology that there's more spaces opening up.
And they try to discourage us and say it's going to be worse because of this digital.
Digital,
it'll take
right.
a fatter, what exists will take a fatter space each, so there'll be less space for us to squeeze in. I don't know. Well, I think I'm getting the hook here, so...
No. Okay. No. He's not giving you the hook. Yeah.
What time is it?
No, we're doing fine. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So that's Berkeley Liberation Radio, 104.1
FM.
FM. C. I. City Council.
I should see them.
City Council give them a room. Frank is saying City Council give BLR a room to broadcast from. P H P U put the A N N, put the ANN antenna on City Hall.
City Hall. well, before we go, I should read the email for us, too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's Berk, B-E-R-K, Lib Radio. Berk Lib Radio at juno.com, juno.com. And we're having a website under construction, but you can email us there. And again, it's P.O. Box 5044, Berkeley 94705. And the last number I throw at you, our phone number, we're going to have that going again, will be 510 code 595-0190.
And always have a VI video camera going at the station. So when they come to confiscate equipment, you get them on camera. You get them on video.
Unless they confiscate the video. Oh, what, we get them streaming out, you mean?
No, I don't think you necessarily mean streaming out. You just mean recording
record,
it.
Record, yeah.
They don't like, light shown on them.
Yeah.
I am a, imagine if we H.A. had a tape of their recent coming in there, that them breaking down the door, taking the hinges, taking the door off of the hinges. Yes. It would be all over. That tape would be all over.
Well, I must admit there was no smoking gun. We can't throw the lefty thing of the jackbooted thugs or anything. They were correct. You know, they took it off the hinges. They didn't trash anything and so forth, which they have done, as we know, like Black Panther Party and all these other things. They're being cool.
Okay, so that's it. Your player's going to stop. Hit play again. Susie Block will all be right. Starting in about an hour, and we'll have the mix until then. This is Lover.
All right.
That was fabulous. I'm sorry I kept interrupting. I'm terrible.